You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How's it going, my friends? It is 7 a.m. and I am typically not recording podcasts at this time, but I'm going to be heading into a really hectic and busy travel season, which I'll talk to you guys about in a little bit here. And I wanted to go ahead and record this show because there's some things that I've been thinking about over the course of this week that I want to share with you. And I think it's going to connect with you on a couple different levels. At least that's my hope and that's my intention. So with that being said, I want to thank those of you who have reached out based on the content that I've been putting out. Obviously, you guys, if you've been following the show for a while or if you've recently plugged in, you know that I've been creating a lot more content as it relates to storage. And I realized that that's a very niche asset class that's probably only going to speak to some people. And what I want to do is I want to continue to provide that type of content, but I want to make sure that within that content, there's lessons embedded. Regardless of what business you're in, it can apply to you. Regardless of whatever you might be trying to pursue, your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, that there's always a learning lesson within the pursuit of everything that we're after, right? Like when we're out here trying to build businesses, like, first of all, I salute you. I commend you. If you're in a 9-to-5 and you want to transition and you want to start your own business, I salute you. I commend you. And what I want to talk to you on today's podcast episode about is who, not how, and now, not how, as my friend Mark would say. So I was just on a coaching call, storage coaching call with one of my private clients. And I was so proud of her because she was sharing with me how earlier in the week and for the last couple of weeks, she had been running into some personal challenges. And obviously, that's confidential. I would never, ever share anything about a client on this show. But that's not the point. The point is that despite the fact that life was throwing her curveballs and she was going through a particular set of challenges, I had challenged her on the previous coaching call to get a few things done. And we talked about the how, right? Like I was giving her instruction, I was coaching her, I was guiding her because she's going after her first storage facility, right? That is her goal, which she will accomplish. And I was explaining the how to her. And she did something that made me so proud. And I don't even know if she realized to the extent. So one of the things I shared with her, which I think I talked about on a previous podcast, was building your top 100 list. In other words, your top 100 storage facilities that we're going to hyper-focus, target, and go after. And it's a little bit of a manual process at the beginning. Like I really believe curating a list from the ground up versus buying a list is a better way to go. And so I had walked her through the steps, step by step on how exactly to do this. And then I hopped on a call with her about a week later and I said, how's it going? And she shared with me that she felt like she wasn't making progress because of some of these challenges she was going through. And here I am thinking that she's going to tell me she hasn't done anything. I said, well, were you able to make any progress with your top 100? And she goes, yeah. It's interesting because she was explaining it to me in a way in which she thought I was going to be disappointed. And she said, I know we didn't talk about this, but I ended up going to Fiverr.com. And if you guys are not aware, Fiverr.com is an online platform where you essentially can hire people to do what's called gigs for you, right? Essentially, you can hire people starting at $5 all the way up to thousands to do certain tasks and projects for you, whether it's build a list for me on Excel or create a business plan or do some video editing. I mean, sky's the limit. There's so many things you can hire and outsource these days. So Fiverr.com is a great resource for that. I've used it for a number of years. I've never used it for list building per se, but she goes, I really didn't have a lot of time. My family and work has been very consuming. And so I ended up just going to Fiverr.com. I ended up paying $30 or $35. And I had somebody build a storage list for me based on certain criteria. And, you know, she was kind of saying it in a very like low energy type of way. And I said, that's incredible. Like, I'm so proud of you. And her eyes kind of like lit up. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, well, life threw you some curveballs. You were going through some challenges, which by the way, is going to happen. Let me just go ahead and pause here on the story. Anything that you are trying to accomplish and pursue, expect challenges, expect roadblocks, expect barriers, expect friction. It's going to happen. It's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. The question is, how quickly are you going to get back up and continue pursuing what it is that you're after? That is why having a strong why, that is why understanding why it is you're doing what you're doing. And it has to be more than just money, Money is just a tool. What's behind that? Peel the layers of the onion back. What is it that you're ultimately after? What I have found in talking to numerous people over the course of the last 60, 90 days about the storage business is that what it boils down to is people want time freedom. They want options. Yes, they want money, but what's behind that? There's something I learned years ago that whenever you're unclear about something, ask the question 6 to 7 times. Okay, why do you want this? I want it because I want to make money. Okay, why do you want to make money? Well, I want to make money because I want to be able to enjoy life. Okay, why do you want to enjoy life? So, and you keep going. And typically speaking, 6 to 7 whys in, you're going to get to the core of what it is you truly want. So take time to thought audit. Take time to sit down with your thoughts, whether it's journaling, whether it's maybe you prefer to speak your thoughts. You know, sometimes I'm walking. I'll take out my audio phone. I'll put the audio recording part on and I'll just speak. Because for me, and I guess obviously being a podcaster and having done this for the last 8 years or so, I feel like I can communicate my thoughts verbally and just speak them out a lot faster. And it flows for me more than if I'm sitting down with a pen and paper. Now, I do think there's value in actually writing things down physically, but you got to figure out what works for you. So going back to the story, she took a different path to accomplish the same goal. And she thought that I wanted her to do it a very specific way. And that's not what coaching is, right? Coaching is asking questions. It's guiding you. It's holding you accountable. Sometimes it's showing a mirror, which reflects back to you. Sometimes it's challenging limiting beliefs. But one of the things I truly believe is that there's no straight line to success, right? We've all seen on Instagram that picture, that meme, where it's you see what people think success is, and it's a line from A to B. And then what it actually is, it's like all these twists and turns and zigs and zags. I mean, that's life. It's the analogy of the pilot. Before he takes off, he knows exactly where he's going, but he needs to course correct in the middle of the air based on the winds, based on air traffic control, what they're telling him, et cetera, et cetera. So anyways, I shared with her. I said, look, that's incredible. You ran up into some challenges. You dealt with it and you said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and put a pause on the how and I'm going to figure out the who. And her who was somebody on Fiverr that she paid $30-$35, probably saved her 2-3 hours of her time or longer, and she got it back. Now, I don't know if the list that she got is any good or not. It could be great quality. It could be terrible, but that's not really the point of the story. The point of the story is that one of your best assets is being resourceful, right? And if you believe that you're going to encounter challenges and curveballs, whether it's a spiritual attack, whether it's just haters, whether it's people getting in your way, trying to bring you down, expect that. Because when you've committed to accomplish something, you've committed to get into storage and do your first deal. You've committed to get into real estate and do your first deal. You've committed to scale your company from 6 figures to 7 figures. You've committed to take your company public. You've committed to lose weight and get a 6-pack. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Expect friction, right? And some people might say, hey, Alex, you're being negative. Why are you thinking like that? It's the reality of life. Nothing is always rainbows and unicorns and sunshines. Like, you're going to have days where it rains. And the question is, do you have an umbrella? Do you have a raincoat? Do you have a roof over your head? Right? Like, that's just being smart. So plan for the unexpected. Plan that you're going to have resistance. And then the question is, are you going to get through it, over it, around it, under it? And that's one of the key components, I believe, that separates people that succeed from people that just kind of like let life take them. And they say they want it, but do they really want it? Right? Like, tell me your actions. Tell me where you're spending your time. Tell me what you spend your money on. What's on your calendar? That's going to tell me if your words are hollow or if you're actually getting after what it is you say you want. So I started the show by saying Who Not How, one of my favorite books by one of my favorite authors, Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. Highly recommend you read Who Not How, The Gap and the Gain, all those books by those guys, phenomenal books. And then as my friend Mark would say, it's now, not how, right? So too many people punt on what they say they want. Can I just tell you guys that I've probably spoken to, no lie, I've probably spoken to close to 100 people over the course of the last 2 to 3 months that have reached out to me from posts on social media or people that have heard this podcast that want to get involved in storage. And let me just boil it down. The common denominator, probably I would say more than 80, 90% of the time, by and large, is the timing is never right. whether the money's not there or whether the time is not there or whether it's a limiting belief. Something is always off. Very rarely am I speaking to somebody and it's like the stars have aligned. Now is the time. Every now and then that's the case, right? But I think that's just one form of friction, right? And the question becomes is, it's not a time management thing. It's a priority management thing. It's not, can you do this? It's, do you believe you can do this? It's not, do you have the money? It's how resourceful are you? Because this matters that much, right? And granted, you need to be smart and storage is certainly not for everybody. It's not for most people. And I'm not going out here and telling you to pursue 100 different things because I do believe in focus. I do believe in the one thing. But one of the things I shared with somebody recently is that I probably spoken to this person 2 or 3 times and they kept sharing with me the same challenges, the same concerns. Like, hey, Alex, I want to get involved in storage. I'm not happy with the existing business. One of the questions I always ask is, if you're in the same position or maybe slightly better in 12 months from now, how do you feel about that? And is that an acceptable outcome for you? Are you conforming to mediocrity? You're built for so much more. And for things to change, something has to change. So what is that? Like, are you the type of person that your words have more weight than your actions? And you say you want to do something, but yet you're not actually like putting yourself in a position to make it happen, right? So audit your actions, audit your thoughts, ask yourself if what you say you want is in alignment with what you're actually doing, which is why I love that now, not why. Like, when is the right time to do something you want? Yesterday. When's the second best time? Now. What's preventing you? What's stopping you? And if they're legitimate things, how can you get resourceful, right? Who do you have to put in your world? Who can you leverage? Who can you connect with that can help you move forward? And then the last thing I'll leave you with is I got some not great news. So I have 3 storage facilities under contract, 2 to sell and 1 to purchase. And I'll share more in upcoming episodes about some of those. And then we had a little bit of a setback with the ones that we're selling. We'll get through it. No big deal. But at the time, if I'm being honest with you, it didn't feel like it wasn't a big deal. I was like, I started to question, like, is this going to, just all these thoughts, all these questions. Are we doing the right thing going with this particular buyer versus going with the backup buyer? Like, all these things came up. And it's so easy to fall in a victim mentality unless you're aware of it and you can quickly snap out. And one of the things I do to snap me out of it is, first of all, just motion creates emotion, right? Like, exercise, go for a walk, clear your mind. Like, so whenever you have setbacks, like, figure out what works for you. But I love getting out and going for a walk. I love playing with my kids. Although if I'm being honest, sometimes I have to remind myself to just be present and compartmentalize. And that can be difficult in and of itself. But one of the things that I know really works for me is making some type of progress or momentum towards my goals. So it's getting on the phone and making an offer. It's getting on the phone and helping somebody, contributing in some way, connecting someone. So think about that, figure out what works for you, but progress and momentum will lead to happiness, right? I always say this is we set the target, we plant the flag on what we want, the big goal, and then we focus on the micro actions that are going to lead to the macro results. So that's what I wanted to share with you on today's podcast episode. I'm super excited about all the different things going on right now. We just launched the Storage Wins beta small group coaching program. So if you're interested in connecting with me on that, www.storagewins.com, pouring into my private clients and just going to continue to share openly on this podcast. And don't worry, if you're not interested in storage, that's totally cool. Continue to plug in because I want to share with you messages and lessons that I believe can help you, like the content on today's show. So with that being said, reach out if you need anything and have an amazing day. I'll talk to you soon. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.